This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He is powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, D.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. So, we had Kevin on the show. Enjoyed chatting with him. I'm sure you get to you enjoy working with him on a daily basis. You know, he's a good guy. Is he, in your mind, good to go as the head coach of this team? Fingers crossed. You hope he's here for 4, 5, 6, 10 years. I do. I think they have the right guy, and I hope it plays out that he can be here for a very long period of time.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the way they started last year and how that ended up, I think, bought him a lot of goodwill, both among fans as well as ownership. You know, yes, this season did not go as anticipated or expected. They did not meet their own expectations or the expectations of fans. But, I think that the fact that, you know, they finished 8-9, they're right there, 500. A couple of those close games go their way. Baker's shoulder doesn't get blown up in week two. Ifs, buts, candy, and nuts. You know, maybe things go differently. So, I don't see as much problem with the play with him calling plays as some people do. Andy Reid calls his own plays. Like, I don't see it as a problem. I see the execution on the field as a problem. Maybe they need to, you know, have a little more attention to detail in practice or whatever. Obviously, we don't get to see that portion of practice, so really don't have much of an idea what it looks like. But, yeah, I think he's a good football coach. I think he's a good man. I think he's a very good representation of the Browns organization. He certainly treats us with respect. We try and reciprocate and treat him with respect. You know, we'll see. I'm not going to forecast 4 or 5 years down the line, Jeff,
yeah.
But, you know, I do believe he's a good football coach. I really do.
Hey, Daryl, I asked him about his relationship with Baker, and I just said, what do you want the fans to know about your relationship between you and Baker? And, you know, the feeling I got from his answer is we work together. I mean, that was the feeling I got from the answer. We work together.
Which, by the way, in his defense, accurate.
Yes. I'm curious, what do you think? Does that sound fair, right? And is that the relationship? And maybe that's the recipe for success. We work together. And sometimes I got to tell him things he doesn't want to hear. That's kind of what I felt.
Yeah. That's kind of what I took away from it. Yep. I'm his boss. He's my employee. When he doesn't do what I want him to do, I let him know. He listens. Aside from him, and it would be difficult, right? Because if he came on and gave you some glowing adulation of Baker, you know, you're gonna say, wait a minute, did you watch what we just watched this past season? But yeah, I mean, I think it's a professional working relationship. It's as he said to you guys, it's one of mutual respect. They push each other. They have dialogue, and yeah, I mean, that's look, they're not there to be best friends and go for beers after practice. Like, their job is to work together. It's Kevin's job to get the most out of Baker, and it's Baker's job to deliver on the field Kevin's vision of you know, what needs to be accomplished. So yeah, I think that they're fine. Obviously, it was a difficult year, but I do think that they're fine. I do take him at his word in that regard.
Daryl, the season came down to, you know, in essence, your quarterback got beat up early in the season, and he played beat up all season long. I mean,
yep.
That's the season. Everything else factors in, yes. You know, Odell, injuries on the offensive line, COVID, everything else factors in. But this season is summed up in you played with an injured quarterback all season long. If they had it to do over again, do you think they'd have rolled the same way? Like, Baker, just keep going out there, and our previous caller, Bear, said they needed to save Baker from himself. I thought that was interesting. But if they had it to do over again, do you think they'd have played him, or would they have sat him for a couple of games, or what would they have done if they could do it in hindsight?
I think they'd do the same thing they did. And the reason I say that is because their message on it has been consistent, both publicly as well as privately. And as Kevin explained to you guys, you know, not to be the broken record, but medical people cleared him. Baker said he was okay. Baker said he felt good. Baker looked good in practice. You play. It's that simple. I really do believe that it's not any more complex than that. I don't think that Kevin's trying to pull a fast one on us, or Barry's. I think it came down to as simple as that. Now, hindsight being 20/20, the results being what they were. Yeah, it's easy for me to sit here and, you know, Monday morning quarterback that whole entire situation. I've been very, very critical about it. I thought it was you know, pretty much malpractice at one point to throw him out there, especially that Steeler game, watching him struggle the way he was, and the amount of times that I'd see him get up and limp off the field. It was like, can we please save this guy from himself at some point? That's just how I felt.
Yeah.
Watching it. And again, my opinion isn't always right. I acknowledge that, but that was my perspective on it. Like, dude can barely get up off the field after taking his whooping. Can we please give him a breather and throw Case out there? It's why you're paying Case what you're paying him. But to their credit, you know, for as critical as I am of that decision, Jeff, I'm going to give them credit, man. Like, they have stood by their decision and their decision-making processes. And I respect that. I really do. It would be very easy for them to say, yeah, hindsight being 20/20, yeah, we probably shouldn't have thrown Baker out there a couple of weeks or whatever. And that would make everybody feel good. But then on the flip side of that, then everyone's going to be like, then why did you do it? Right?
Yeah.
So I think that they would do it the same way because of their belief in their processes and the information that they had to work with week in and week out. And I do think that they would put Baker back out there.
All right, you want a fun question? You ready for a good one?
I'm always up for fun questions from you, Andy.
I say this, my friend, based on thinking about Tom Brady trying to get Rob Gronkowski a few more catches to make sure he had a contract incentive. How much do you think contract incentives played into any players given playing time for the Browns? Like, we did see Chubb for a little bit that last game, and it made me think, well, why would you play him? And then maybe he had some incentives there they wanted to reach. How much do you think it plays into not only the Browns but the NFL when we get this into week 17, 18, or maybe even thinking about the playing time that Baker got this year? I'm curious your thoughts.
I don't think it's not like Major League Baseball where you're keeping a kid in the minors because you don't want to start the clock on his service time and things like that. I mean, they play, you know, Jadeveon Clowney got paid toward the end of the season by hitting that 9-sack
right
total, right?
Right, exactly.
It would have been easy for them to, hey, Jadeveon, take this series off. And I don't think that the Browns have a cash flow problem because they don't. I don't think that there is financial motive in what Kevin Stefanski calls from a play standpoint or a personnel on the field standpoint. I really don't.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. I have asked this question to a couple of folks who have been with us, D, and I'll ask you. Based on Baker going into the fifth year of his contract, decision coming after that fifth year, if not before, about either franchising, extension, or moving on. With that as the backdrop, what are you doing for your number two quarterback for next year? And I'm assuming that Baker will be the starter. I'm working under that assumption. Are you going to draft somebody and try to develop them? Are you going to sign a free agent who's out there who could be a viable starter for somebody? Or are you going to go with Case Keenum again?
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in there. Case Keenum carries a hefty salary cap tag for a backup quarterback. Cash isn't the problem. It's the cap. It's the same thing with Jarvis. You know, it's not the cash isn't the issue. It's the cap figure that they need to address. It's not great. What's going to be out there and available. I just pulled this up from Spotrac. Here are your free agent quarterbacks, the big ones: Teddy Bridgewater, Jacoby Brissett, Andy Dalton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Marcus Mariota, Colt McCoy. Hey, we can grow up Colt again. Cam Newton, Ben Roethlisberger with a wheelchair and a gurney or whatever. Trevor Siemian, Tyrod Taylor. Maybe he wants to come back for round two. Mitchell Trubisky. Please don't do that to that poor child. Jameis Winston. And then, you know, we'll see. But just to throw some names. Yeah, I mean, does any of that look all that appealing? Maybe Mariota a little bit.
Of guys there who I would be curious to see if there are a better starting quarterback here than Baker. But not many.
I mean, you know, this is part of this evaluation that they really need to do this offseason. Yeah. They have to really examine, all right, was it just the injury that held Baker back? Because if it was just the injury, you got to stick with Baker. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Yep. But then what you got to do too is, okay, next time Baker gets banged up, what can we do to make him better or help him play with whatever ailment he's dealing with? Then that becomes the next step in their conversation. And again, that's if their evaluation, and of course they're not going to come out and say that, right? They're not going to come out and Baker was banged up, you know, everything would have been fine last year. They're not going to come out and say something like that. But if that's if that's the results of their internal autopsy that they're about to perform on the season, so be it. You stick with Baker because right now, free agents wise, there ain't much out there that I would consider to be better than Baker. And I don't do the competition thing because if you got to compete with quarterbacks, that just tells me you don't have the guy. And that opens a whole nother can of worms. So yeah, how they evaluate Baker's season behind the scenes, but also, you know, what do you do to back him up becomes a rather sticky proposition for the Browns.
Daryl, another tough one for you. Who are you rooting for? Who are you rooting for in the playoffs?
Saints didn't make it, so that kind of is a little bit of a cold bucket of water on things.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I'm over it. I cover the Browns. I'm used to not watching playoff football. Let's see here. I'd like to see the Bills. Chiefs already won. I'm over the Patrick Mahomes Chiefs thing. So they already won. I want to see someone new. So I'm probably gonna root for the Bills in the AFC. And in the NFC, I think it's going to come down to Buccaneers and Packers. One of those two teams will be representing the conference in the Super Bowl. I'm convinced of that. Part of me would like to see Tom Brady win another ring. I don't know why, because he has enough of them. He has a beautiful jewelry collection as it is. But, you know, kind of part of me is like, I'd like to see Tom win back-to-back rings to show to Bill Belichick that, hey, it wasn't all you, pal. I had something to do with what happened up in New England. But I really do like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers' chances.
Last thing, real quick. Andrew
Berry. Am I leaving my recliner this weekend? As a single man, I can honestly say no. It's the beauty of being single. I can sit and watch football all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and once again Monday night.
It dun, 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 dun.
Marry the right gal, and you can still do that, by the way. Just
that's just a whole other conversation.
Just an FYI. Last thing. Andrew Berry talked about the changes and upgrades at wide receiver.
Yeah.
What are those going to be?
That's a, you know, they got the 13th pick in the draft, and right now, just taking a cursory look at things, I think it comes down to receiver or a tackle at 13.
Defensive tackle or offensive tackle?
Offensive tackle.
In place of whom?
Offensive tackle was a little bit of a problem this year, Jeffrey.
So in place of?
We'll see.
Wow.
And then, you know, I hope they keep Jarvis. I really do. Hopefully they restructure him. The problem is in the cash. He's going to make a little over, he's scheduled to make a little over $14 million. If they let him go, his cap charge is around 1.3, 1.5, something like that. But if they keep him, current, present, cap hit is well over $16 million. Yeah. So I'd like to see them restructure Jarvis. Hopefully he's open to that. We've not heard from Jarvis since his turkey drive there at the end of November. He hasn't said anything, so it's real difficult to kind of gauge where he's at, how he's feeling about things. Certainly understandable. He was upset Odell's not here anymore, his good buddy. Get that. I see his value to this organization being more than just on the field and what he has meant these last couple of years. Certainly the Browns have gotten their money's worth for him. I don't think his production this year was all entirely his fault. Granted, he dealt with the couple of the knee injuries. The one sprain landed him on IR. I really like to see him keep Jarvis. Draft the guy. Go out and maybe spend a little money to bring in a third wide receiver option. I think the Rashard Higgins thing possibly has run its course in some of these other guys. Don't forget, you know, Anthony Schwartz, another year of development for him. Donovan Peoples-Jones, who led the team in receiving yardage this year. He'll be going into year number three. So I think they really feel good about the two young guys that they've drafted and that are kind of developing here. Again, I want to see him get Jarvis, and I do think they're going to have to get either in the draft or free agency or both some more help with that position, because clearly they didn't get the production they needed.
Daryl, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Daryl.
Guys, enjoy the football weekend.
Get some sleep.
I know, man. I will.
Get some sleep.
Daryl doing double duty. He was in on the morning show and joining us, and he's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and he just threw out offensive tackle in the first round.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.